KSJE and the Farmington Public Library present Quintos, Hannah, and Tales.
Hello, my name is Beth Troxell from the Farmington Public Library, and I'm here to read some books from our collection. So today I am reading some books from an author named Gerald McDermott, and he does different tales from around the world. So he's an internationally known author and illustrator, and he's created numerous books and animated films for children. And he has also written other books that I'm going to be reading today. So the first book from him that I'm going to read is called Musicians of the Sun. This is by Gerald McDermott. Out of the starry night he came, invisible, untouchable. Lord of the night, king of the gods, soul of the world. Lord of the night had a magic mirror. It was his third eye. In it he could see all the earth. The world is gray and joyless, he said. Children do not laugh. Women do not dance. Men do not sing. The people spend their lives in darkness and silence. I will change all this, declared Lord of the Night. Lord of the Night called Wind to his side. Oh, Wind, he said, fly to the house of the sun. Free the four musicians held prisoner there. Red, yellow, blue, and green. Bring them to earth so the people may hear their music. But Lord, said the wind, Sun is a mighty warrior who destroys his enemies with fire. I am nothing but air. How will I overcome his power? Do not be afraid, said Lord of the Night. I will arm you. Lord of the Night gave Wind a turquoise shield, a black thundercloud, and shining silver lightning. Wind took the weapons and swept across the mountains, searching for the house of the sun. At last, he reached the edge of the sea. He met Turtle Woman, Fish Woman, and Alligator Woman on the shore. Where is the house of the sun? Asked Wind. On the other side of the sea, answered Turtle Woman. Too far for the wind to blow. It is a long journey over waves and through darkness, said Fish Woman. Your strength will fail. But the Lord of the Night has sent me, said Wind. I must free the prisoners of the sun. We will help you, said Alligator Woman. Turtle Woman, Fish Woman, and Alligator Woman carried Wind far across the sea. The sky began to glow. Faster, cried Wind, before sun rises too high. The three women swam until the sea foamed white behind them. Now sun was shining above the horizon. Wind took a great breath and leaped into the sky. As he flew up toward the house of the sun, he heard the sweet music of flute, drum, shell, and rattle. Musicians of the sun, called Wind, I am coming to free you. The musicians heard the voice of Wind. They yearned to be free, but sun made them more fearful. They continued to play. Go away, said Sun to Wind, or I will destroy you. Wind went closer still and called out, Musicians of the Sun, come with me. Ignore him, said Sun. Play on. Sun burned more fiercely, and the musicians played louder than before. Wind came near. "Musicians of the sun, I'm here to take you down to earth." "Come no closer," shouted Sun. He hurled a rain of fire darts at Wind. Wind raised his turquoise shield and was not harmed. Then Wind howled and unleashed his thunder. Black clouds spilled forth. Darkness covered the face of Sun, and his light grew dim. The four musicians huddled together. "We are frightened, O Wind," they cried. "Then come with me to earth," said Wind. "I promise you freedom." The musicians grasped Wind's cloak as he leapt away from the house of the sun. Wind threw his shining silver lightning to cut through the darkness below. "Come back," bellowed Sun. "I command you." But Sun was lost in the black clouds, and he was powerless. Wind carried the musicians through the sky, across the stars, and gently down to earth. Lord of the Night welcomed them. "Play your music," he said. "Bring happiness to my people." The musicians curled their toes in the cool earth and began to play. Red faced east and played a song of joy on her drum. Yellow faced west and played a lullaby on his flute. Blue faced south and played a song of night on her shell. And green faced north and played a song of dawn on his rattles. Wind carried the beautiful sounds around earth, the world filled with color. Children laughed, women danced, men sang. Even Sun was happy and poured out his light upon them. All gave thanks to the Lord of the Night, King of the Gods, Soul of the World. So here is a note about the story. The Musicians of the Sun is a lost fragment of the mythological tradition of the Aztecs, the powerful warrior society that dominated central Mexico from the 14th to the 16th century. So this was The Musician of the Sun by Gerald McDermott. Okay, so my next story is also from Gerald McDermott. Now, these are trickster tales, so I'm going to read you a couple of trickster tales that he retold. So this one is called Raven, a trickster tale from the Pacific Northwest. This is also by Gerald McDermott. And these books can be found in the nonfiction section over where the folk tales are. So here is a little note about the story. It says, "Storytellers have delighted their listeners with animal tales throughout the ages. Across the world, these stories have entertained and instructed as parables of human nature. The heroes and villains of this earliest and most widespread form of folktale were often mischief-making rogues known as tricksters." So this one is going to be about Raven. Along the coast of the Pacific Northwest, as far north as Alaska, Raven is the central character in most Native American myths and tales. To this day, Raven is a central figure in the richly imagined tribal arts of the region. This tale is told with variations throughout all Native groups of the Northwest coast. Within its dreamlike setting, Raven balances his heroism and trickery to bring a blessing to the people. So this is Raven, a trickster tale from the Pacific Northwest. Raven came. All the world was in darkness. The sky above was in darkness. The waters below were in darkness. Men and women lived in the dark and cold. Raven flew across valleys and across mountains. He flew along rivers and over lakes. There was darkness all around. Then he saw a bit of light far away. He flew and came closer to the light. The light was at the edge of the water. The light came from the house of the Sky Chief, and it was shining. Raven perched high in a pine tree on the shore. Raven watched. He saw a beautiful young girl emerge from the shining house and go to the edge of the water. She was the Sky Chief's daughter. She knelt and drank some water from a woven basket. Raven changed himself into a pine needle. He fell down from the tree and floated on the water. When the girl drank again, she swallowed the pine needle. After a time, the girl gave birth to a child. The child was small and dark, with shiny black hair and tiny black eyes. Who do you think the child was? Yes, it was Raven. Raven had been reborn as a boy child. The Sky Chief was delighted with his daughter's child. He called him Grandchild. He played with the boy and carved toys for him. He invited the elders to come and see the curious, wonderful child. The elders gathered in the shining house with the Sky Chief and his daughter. They watched Raven Child crawl around the floor of the lodge. He pretended to be playing. All the time, he was trying to find where the light was hidden. He saw a box in the corner of the lodge. The box was large. It was carved and painted with many colors. The box was bright. It glowed. Raven Child said, "Gah! Gah!"
"What do you want?"
asked his mother. Raven Child said, "Gah! Gah!" He began to cry.
"What does the child want?" asked the elders.
Raven Child said, "Gah! Gah!" He cried and cried.
"My grandchild wants the box," said the Sky Chief. The young woman placed the box in front of Raven Child, but he continued to cry.
So she took the lid off the box. Inside was a smaller box. She took the lid off that box. Inside was a smaller box. His mother took the lid off that box and light poured out of it. Light flooded the room. Inside the box was a shining ball, blazing with light. What do you think the ball was? Yes, it was the sun.
"Give him the ball," said Sky Chief.
His mother gave Raven Child the ball. Raven Child stopped crying. He began to play with it. He rolled it around the floor of the lodge. "Gah! Gah!" Then he changed into a bird. "Ha! Ha!" He became Raven once again. "Gah! Gah!" Sky Chief, his daughter, and the elders looked on in amazement. Raven plucked up the ball of light in his beak, flew through the smoke hole of the lodge, and disappeared in the dark sky. Raven flew over the valleys and the mountains. He flew along the rivers and across the lakes. Raven threw the sun high in the sky, and it stayed there. This is how Raven stole the sun and gave it to all the people. And why do the people always feed Raven? To thank him for bringing them light. So this was Raven, a trickster tale from the Pacific Northwest. And what was really neat about this book is when it first starts, you see the sky all dark, and that at the very end of the book, you see the pretty blue sky and the color coming back into the world. Okay, so I have one more trickster tale. This is also by Jared McDermott, and this is about Turtle. And the turtle name is Jaboji, and he is a central figure in the tribal lore of the Amazon rainforest. He's slow and short-legged. The little tortoise is nevertheless portrayed as virtually invincible. Through his cleverness, he's able to overcome larger, often dim-witted foes. This merciful trickster tales expose human phobias and are enjoyed throughout Brazil. So this is Jaboji. Jaboji the turtle played a song on his flute. His shell was smooth and shiny, and his song was sweet. His music wove through the tangled vines and floated through the treetops. All the creatures of the rainforest listened to his song. For some, Jaboji's song was sour. Jaguar could remember when Jaboji tricked him into chasing his own tail. Lizard could remember when Jaboji tricked him into giving him a ride on his back. Tapir could remember when Jaboji tricked him into a tug of war with whale. But the birds of the air loved Jaboji's music, and they sang when he played. All except Vulture, who could not sing at all. He was jealous of Jaboji and waited for the day when he could eat the little tortoise. There came a time when all the birds of the air were invited to a festival in heaven. The King of Heaven called them together to sing, to rejoice, and to receive his blessing. When Jaboji saw the great gathering of the birds, he wanted to go too. "I want to play back my flute for the King of Heaven," he said. Vulture laughed at him. "I might not be able to make music like you," said Vulture, "but I can spread my wings and soar all the way to heaven." "Take me with you," Jaboji pleaded. Vulture saw his chance. "Climb on my back, little friend," he said. Vulture spread his dark wings and rose up in the air. Jaboji held tight to Vulture's feathers as they flew high above the treetops. The dense forest and the great river stretched far below. They had almost reached heaven when Vulture suddenly swooped and turned upside down. Jaboji lost hold of Vulture's feathers and slipped off his back. Jaboji went tumbling down through the sky. The earth came rushing toward him, and he cried out, "Twigs and bushes, flowers and trees, move aside, make way for me." All the plants and trees of the forest spread apart to make way for Jaboji. But he had forgotten to call to the rock. Jaboji came down on it with a crack, and his smooth, shiny shell broke into pieces. At that moment, the music of the festival in heaven stopped. The King of Heaven looked down and saw Vulture joining the other birds. "Where is Jaboji?" asked the King of Heaven. Vulture shrugged. "How would I know?" he answered. "Jaboji wanted to play for me, and you offered to bring him here," said the King of Heaven sternly. "Tell me where he is." Vulture turned away from the Kingdom of Heaven and hid his head beneath his wing. The King of Heaven commanded the birds to search for Jaboji. The birds filled the sky, flying high over the treetops, swooping low through the tangled vines, looking for the little tortoise. Toucan, macaw, and hummingbird found Jaboji. He was lying helplessly in the forest. His beautiful shell was broken. The birds gathered the pieces and patched him together. When they were done, Jiboji played a song of thanks for them. And where the birds had touched Jiboji, they each took on a new color. Toucan got a red and yellow beak, macaw the bright orange feathers, and hummingbird an emerald green belly. Vulture stayed the same dull color. He still can't sing. Jiboji the tortoise plays on his flute. His music weaves through the tangled vines, and he floats above the treetops. His shell may be cracked and patched, but his song is sweet, at least to some. Thank you so much for listening to my story today. Once again, my name is Beth Troxel from the Farmington Public Library, and the books that I just read are Musicians of the Sun, Raven, Jiboji, and Zomo. These are all by Gerald McDermott. All of these titles are available at the Farmington Public Library. Please stop by and check them out.
This has been Quintos Hana and Tales, presented by the Farmington Public Library and KSJE 90.9 FM.